For KBIA News, I'm Brady Finn. The Columbia Board of Education voted unanimously on Monday to switch to a new bus service when the current contract with First Student Bus Service ends. School District spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the level of concern from parents about problems with First Student buses has been increasing and warranted the switch. Baumstark says the board considered many factors when deciding to partner with Student Transportation of America, including cost, current level of service, and an adequate size for bus fleets. Student Transportation of America will take over for First Students starting next fall. Eagle Pitcher Technologies is planning to expand its plant and add jobs in Joplin. The company received a $22 million federal contract, which will be used to produce new lithium-ion batteries. Company officials said Tuesday that a 100,000-square-foot addition will be added to its existing plant, and about 130 people will eventually work there. Eagle Pitcher executive Dwayne Friend says the company won the competition for the contract because it has the advanced lithium-ion technology needed for the job. The Joplin Globe reports the U.S. government currently relies on lithium-ion cells that are produced in other countries. The cells are a key element in energy-dependent weapons. Friend said the new addition will feature state-of-the-art equipment and production areas for large-scale manufacturing required by the contract. Kansas City police say a man died and a suspect is in custody after a shooting downtown near City Hall. Police say the victim, a man in his 40s, died during surgery after the shooting earlier today. The Kansas City Star reports the victim worked in the area but did not work for the city. Police spokesman Ty Grant says officers heard the shots and chased the suspect, catching him not far from the federal courthouse. Grant says several witnesses reported the men argued before the shooting, but it was unclear what caused the argument. City Hall remained open, but traffic was disrupted for 2 hours. The Columbia Public School District will begin construction next July on the district's first early childhood learning center. District officials recently visited some Kansas City area school districts to get ideas on how they want Columbia's ECC to look. CPS Superintendent Peter Stiepelman says a building specifically for early childhood education will be more convenient for the district's youngest learners.
So often we're moving programs around from building to building. So for children and for our teachers, it creates a dedicated space for our early childhood program.
The building is set to open in January of 2017 next to Lang Middle School on Smiley Lane. More than 3,000 Missouri residents are asking the state to drop its appeal of a federal ruling that found Missouri's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional. Members of the Show Me Marriage Coalition delivered 3,100 petitions to the St. Louis office of Attorney General Chris Koster. They want Koster to drop the legal challenge to a federal judge's ruling last week that found a 2004 Missouri constitutional amendment banning gay marriage to be in violation of the U.S. Constitution. Koster has said he personally supports gay marriage, but is pursuing the appeal to clarify the legal uncertainty for Missourians. St. Louis, St. Louis County, and Jackson County are issuing same-sex marriage licenses, but officials elsewhere are not. For KBIA News, I'm Brady Finn.